There are more than 300 episodes of Listen to Sleep, all available for free because of the generous support of our sponsors. And while you'll never hear any ads after the story or meditation starts, you can get every episode ad-free, plus over 100 bonus episodes, all for less than the price of one cup of coffee a month by going to listentosleep.com and clicking on support. Thank you.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Hi, I'm Eric, and this is Listen to Sleep, quiet stories and meditations to help you find a little peace at bedtime or anytime. It was so nice to have our friends come up and visit the cabin this past weekend. It's always such a treat when we get to entertain a little up here. And it's also a little bittersweet when all the hubbub and excitement of having folks visit turns back to the simple quiet of daily life here on the mountain. I've long considered myself an extroverted recluse, and I love both social time and time alone. Especially in the summer, the mountain is just the perfect place to experience it all. Still, today, my heart is both full and a little heavy. And feelings like this aren't really pleasant or unpleasant, and they can sometimes be difficult to deal with for me. I tend to get in my head, trying to recreate the good feelings by thinking about things in the past and staving off any unsettling feelings by maybe planning for the future. And these plans are often thoughts about just trying to recreate something in the past that was pleasurable. This winds up being a recipe for getting caught in my head, with anxiety being my dominant feeling about the future, and sometimes sensing some depression about the past. And these are sometimes the kinds of things that can leave me feeling distracted during the day, or lying awake at night trying to solve these hypothetical problems. Our minds can be kind of like self-winding watches. Do you remember those from back in the 60s and 70s? They were before electronic watches, actually, so they're probably older than that. But they needed to keep moving so that they would keep running. And when you moved the watch on your wrist, it would wind the mechanism inside. Well, when we identify closely with the movement in our mind, it can be both unsettling and exhausting because we can mistake ourselves for our thoughts. Mindfulness meditation gives us a way to see our thoughts and our experiences more clearly. We can separate them and find the parts of us that are not our thoughts, the parts that are experiencing life, that are there even when we are not thinking. Tonight's meditation will help you unwind the clock of the mind to find some peace and stillness. If these meditations help you and you have the means, I would really appreciate it if you'd consider supporting the podcast by subscribing to the ad-free or extended versions of the podcast through the Patreon. Or you can buy a sleepy audiobook for just $5.50 on listentosleep.com. And those are anywhere between 2 and 9 hours long. Or you can just leave a tip. Your support, along with that of the advertisers, helps me continue to make 2 free episodes of Listen to Sleep every week to help folks all over the world get a little better sleep at night and a little more peace during the day. You can search and listen to all the episodes for free on listentosleep.com, where you can also get more information about supporting the podcast and all of the perks that are available for supporters. You can also find links to go directly to all of those things in the show notes. You can do this practice anytime you want to calm the mind, the body, or both. For this meditation, we'll be listening to the sound of waves from the Pacific Ocean gently crashing on the beach here in California to help calm and relax the mind and body. Let's start with a deep breath. In slowly through the nose, and out slowly through the mouth, like you're breathing out through a straw. Just feeling the nervous system beginning to calm. And another deep breath in. And out. Nothing to do, nowhere to go, no one to be. Time to allow even identity to loosen its hold on us just a bit so that we can simply be here, alive and sensing into our actual experience right now. And just allowing the breath to settle back into its natural rhythm. Seeing if you notice any thoughts about the breath you may have. Sometimes when we bring our attention to the breath, the mind comes along and wishes things were different. But right now, we're going to simply accept what is and sense deeply into that. Just letting go of any thought that happens to be looking for our attention. Letting your attention rest on the breath, wherever you feel it most strongly. It may be in your nostrils, or your chest, or maybe it's in your belly. Wherever it's strongest, just allow your attention to be there with the breath, sensing into the body now. Feeling the parts of the body that are touching the mattress or the chair. Can you get curious about those sensations? The ones that we have every day can teach us new things when we bring awareness to them. When we get curious about our actual experience in life, we can start to separate the experience from the thoughts that accompany it. There's a story that the Buddha once asked a student. If a person is struck by an arrow, is it painful? If the person is struck by a second arrow, is it even more painful? He then went on to explain, in life, we can't always control the first arrow, what happens to us. But the second arrow is our reaction to the first. And that is optional. We experience things in life. Some are neutral, some pleasant, and some are unpleasant. The vast majority of our suffering comes from our thoughts about unpleasant experiences. Those thoughts are like a second arrow that we shoot ourselves. We identify with our thoughts and try to use them to get ourselves out of the present moment, out of the unpleasantness, back to a time of happiness or into a dream about the future. But just as often, we're telling ourselves the stories of who we think we are, what we're ashamed of, upset about, afraid of. We can become lost in our own stories and lost in our own suffering when we don't make time to allow the ticking clock of the mind to unwind a bit, or simply sit and listen to it tick without the mind creating stories that begin to feel like an identity. When we return to our experience, when we sense into what's actually happening, we see that everything that's actually real is happening in this moment. We are hearing, seeing, smelling, touching, and tasting. And in the background, there is the ticking of the clock of the mind. The thoughts that are always arising and passing away. We don't have to think them. We can simply bring attention to them and watch them as they arise. See if you can simply listen for the ticking clock of your mind. What thought is happening now? Gently give it a label in your mind. And then watch what happens. Where does it go if you don't try to grab onto it? Or if you don't treat it like a problem that you need to solve? Do you know what your next thought is going to be? Do you know what thoughts are made of, or where they're coming from? What happens if you allow yourself to get curious about this? And just breathe as the mind continues doing what the mind does. Whenever you're meditating on your thoughts and you begin to find yourself lost in them, you can always bring your attention back to the breath wherever you feel it most. For me, this is like closing my eyes and taking a momentary break from the storytelling of the mind to reconnect with the deeper aspects of my nature. It can sometimes feel like our thoughts are a never-ending movie that we watch and rewatch over and over, hoping that it will somehow be a little different this time. But when we look closely, we see that our thoughts are just a movie, and we are the screen. Never changing, not affected by whatever is playing. Just the background that allows the movie to be seen. As we look at our mind and thoughts in this way, as a storytelling tool that can be very useful, but doesn't need to be running the show 24/7. We start to see another way of being. We start to experience moments of peace where the thoughts are not who we are, but simply a part of the story of our lives. We can accept our thoughts for what they are. We can be grateful to have minds that can think and solve problems for us in life when we need them. And we can allow the mind to be as it is, accepting it fully, while we rest in the experience of simply being who we are, the screen upon which the thoughts are being played. You can take as much time as you like, just watching and letting go of thoughts. or bringing your attention back to the breath until you feel rested and relaxed or ready to nod off to sleep. Enjoy.